And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of September, 2010. 1939, on this day, Nazi Germany invaded Poland and World War II began. W.H. Auden wrote his poem entitled September 1st, 1939, which begins, "I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid as the clever hopes expire of a low, dishonest decade. Waves of anger and fear circulate over the bright and darkened lands of the earth, obsessing our private lives. The unmentionable odor of death offends the September night." It became one of Auden's most famous poems, the poem that includes towards the end the line, "We must love one another or die." It was on this day, 1904, Helen Keller graduated from Radcliffe, the first blind and deaf student ever to graduate from any college anywhere. 1773, Phyllis Wheatley published Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, the first book ever published by a former American slave. She'd been bought by a family in Boston. They caught her drawing on the wall with chalk. It was clear that she was trying to make letters, and so the daughter of the family taught her to read. She started to write poetry. No publisher in America would publish it, so she went off to London, and her book was published there. And it was on this day in 1707, the Irish writer Richard Steele sat in St. James Coffee House in London and wrote a love letter to Miss Mary Scurlock, who he wanted to marry him. He wrote, "A thousand torments dwell about thee, yet who would live to live without thee?" They were married in 1707 and had a happy marriage until she died in 1718. Richard Steele was a busy man. He co-founded the Spectator magazine along with Joseph Addison, but he found time to write more than 400 letters to Mary Scurlock. Here's a poem for today by Carl Dennis entitled Drugstore. Don't be ashamed that your parents didn't happen to meet at an art exhibit or at a protest against a foreign policy based on fear of negotiation, but in an aisle of a discount drugstore near the antihistamine section, seeking relief from the common cold. You ought to be proud that even there, amid coughs and sneezes, they were able to peer beneath the veil of pointless happenstance. Here is someone, each thought, able to laugh at the indignities that flesh is heir to. Here is a person one might care about, not love at first sight, but the will to be ready to endorse the feeling should it arise. Had they waited for settings more promising, you wouldn't be here, wishing things were different. Why not delight at how young they were when they made the most of their chances, how young still a little later when they bought a double plot at the cemetery? Look at you, twice as old now as they were when they made arrangements, and still you're thinking of moving on, of finding a town with a climate friendlier to your many talents. Don't be ashamed of the homely thought that whatever you might do elsewhere in the time remaining, you might do here if you can resolve at last to pay attention. Drugstore, a poem by Carl Dennis from his collection Callings, published by Penguin Poets and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.